I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Jennifer Hudson's soaring voice raises up the film version of Dreamgirls and finally transcends it. She plays Effie, the role originated on Broadway a quarter century ago by Jennifer Holliday. It's one of those show-stopping performances that makes your heart race and your ears stand on end. She's the best part of the show by far, but the writer-director Bill Condon has done the original Dreamgirls proud without solving its dramatic problems. What's up there on screen looks grand and sounds grander. It's a sumptuous vehicle that glides from one number to the next, with periodic slowdowns for melodrama, like the two-tone caddy in one of its songs. Dreamgirls is set in the 60s and 70s, and it follows the emergence and turbulent evolution of the Dreamettes, a trio inspired by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Beyoncé Knowles plays the Ross character, Dina, with a blandness that could almost be seen as satirical. Eddie Murphy throws himself gleefully into the role of James Early. His character evokes singers like James Brown, Jackie Wilson, or Marvin Gaye. Murphy's singing numbers are terrific, though that should come as no surprise, considering what he can do when he's on his game. His disembodied speaking voice was the animating spirit of Shrek. The genuine surprise, and a bad one, is Jamie Foxx. He plays the conniving Berry Gordy figure, a manager named Curtis, and he looks absolutely miserable, as if he wished he were anywhere but in front of the camera. Someone should have told him that playing villains can be fun. Dreamgirls covers a lot of ground. It's a history lesson about the journey from R&B to disco, a cautionary tale about the appropriation of black music by white artists, a bittersweet fable about conventional beauty trumping rare talent. Dina certainly sings well, but Effie has the unquenchable fire. Because the Dreamette's manager is so unpleasant even before he betrays Effie by making Dina the lead singer, it's hard to see why Effie keeps loving the miserable creep for so long. Logic takes a hike, though, once the wrong songbird launches into the show's signature anthem, "And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going," when Jennifer Hudson sings "All's Right with the World." The pursuit of happiness goes beyond tugging at our heartstrings. It plucks them, strokes them, strums them, plays them for all they're worth. That's both the strength and the weakness of this inspirational drama, which stars Will Smith as Chris Gardner, a suddenly single father who sells bone density scanners to individual physicians. Chris tries to keep himself and his young son afloat in the early 1980s while he chases the American dream via an unpaid internship at Dean Witter that may or may not lead to a paid position as a stockbroker. Chris's plight becomes a desperate one. It's based in part on a true story, and Will Smith keeps us caring, sometimes urgently, about the fate of this devoted father and his beautiful son. He's played beautifully by Will Smith's real-life son, Jaden. Yet the pursuit is manipulative and repetitive. How many times can Chris chase after someone who's stolen one of his scanners? And the film outruns any questions about material wealth as a panacea. For a while, those questions seem significant, but then any sense of irony disappears. The deeper Chris falls into poverty, the more convinced he seems to be that money will buy happiness as advertised. That poverty, I should tell you, is deep, almost Dickensian. Be prepared, then, to feel good and feel bad, though not necessarily in that order. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.